This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Pete Sepp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, the largest grassroots taxpayer organization in the nation. We want to get his reaction today to a recently released memo from the Treasury Department suggesting just how much Americans' taxes would go up if, in fact, the Democratic version of energy reform, also known as cap and trade, were to go through. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, this Treasury Department memo was released due to a Freedom of Information Act request, basically showing that the typical American family would see more than $1,700 per year in additional taxes if cap and trade goes through. What do you make of the accuracy of that number, and just how much of a burden would that be on the typical family?
Well, I think that this should be viewed as the floor of what additional monies taxpayers would have to fork over rather than the ceiling. When you take a look at these memos, you realize that $200 billion a year is the upper end of the range that the U.S. Department of the Treasury said that new taxes would be needed for in order to accommodate cap and trade. But then if you look at another part of the memo, it says it will raise energy prices and impose annual costs on the order of, and the rest of the text was redacted. In other words, it was blacked out before it was released to the people having the Freedom of Information Act request. So you're not only talking about an extra $1,761 a year per household, there may be additional energy costs and energy price increases. So that could boost the total maybe $1,000, $2,000 higher. We don't know.
Pete, if someone's income tax bill were to go up by that much, for the typical American family, how big of a tax increase would that be?
That would be a 15% increase annually, a very considerable number when you think about how the Obama administration has been saying all along, well, we're only going to raise taxes on people making $250,000 or more. Well, it's very clear that cap and trade would be an across-the-board tax increase in one form or another, and an equivalent tax hike of 15% on a typical household would be an awful thing, considering how far incomes and productivity have dropped in this economy. It would be very hard for families to afford this.
Pete, the explanation for the need for this legislation is that we need to improve our energy production, make it cleaner, make it greener, and that'll in turn create millions of new jobs. What's the reality on that front?
Well, it's highly unclear that millions of new jobs would be created by the forcing of green technology on industries. We have to remember there's a net effect here. For every job that might be created, for example, building windmills, there might be a job lost on an oil rig or a natural gas well somewhere. For every job in a factory that might be using green technology, another one might be lost in a factory that simply can't afford to switch to that technology. The net job impact of this cap and trade legislation could actually be negative. And in fact, there have been estimates by U.S. government sources showing that 1, even 2 million jobs could be easily lost under a number of cap and trade regimes.
Pete, some on the right side of the aisle suggest that this is really the plan that's going to end up paying for the health care changes, that Obama's promise that the health care reforms in and of themselves would be deficit neutral. Is that cynical, or is that probably right?
That's probably right, because all along, even sources like the Washington Post have been saying that the Obama administration has been claiming savings from just a single provision two or three times over. In other words, savings by cutting this program can pay for health care, cap and trade, and some other initiative all at the same time. And you can't keep triple counting those savings. It's very clear that these tax increases from cap and trade could occur on top of ones necessary for health care and on top of still others necessary to fight the existing structural deficit. So this is only the beginning.
Pete, this is ultimately an admission by the administration, if not on paper rather than spoken, that in fact taxes for the middle class will go up if their plan is approved. But we didn't seem to hear much of that, at least during the House debate on this, from the Democrats. What has been their explanation about what the tax burden would actually mean if this goes through?
I think that some Democrats are simply saying, well, it won't necessarily have to come in the form of income or payroll tax increases. These could simply be regulatory costs imposed on the industry itself or increases in utility bills that families would just have to cope with. And after all, we could also give out tax credits that could help take the edge of those increased costs. But it is far from clear that the tax credits being proposed now would do that. And it is far from clear that the companies who would have to bear these costs would simply absorb them. That would go against all kinds of economic common sense, which suggests they'd pass along those costs to consumers. So no matter what form the new taxes take, they amount to mandatory burdens imposed on our economy that ultimately households would have to shoulder.
Pete, they've talked about tax credits. Are they actually in the House bill?
There are some, yes, but not on the order of these expenses that have been revealed at $1,800 a year for a typical household. The tax credits would not cover that kind of additional cost.
Pete, what are you hearing from your members right now? I know healthcare is getting most of the attention right now. What are you hearing from them on that and cap and trade?
They're saying right now that we had been thinking all along that we were being sold a bill of goods here. Cap and trade's impact on warming is already questionable in terms of how much it would do for the environment, but it seems much clearer now that its impact on the economy is going to be detrimental, no matter who you listen to, whether conservative sources or the U.S. government itself.
And we'll keep following the story. We're expected to see a Senate version of this bill in the next couple of weeks. Pete, thanks as always for your time.
My pleasure.
Pete Sepp is Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.